Hello?
Hi, this is Jacqueline calling back from Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Yes,
Okay, so I do have a couple of quotes for you. Because you are out of pocket, any additional charges such as out of area fees will be applied to that as well. And
Out of
the
area.
yes, meaning we weren't able to find any in your area that were able to assist you today. The ones I
So if
have,
nobody in Sumter could assist me.
there might be somebody. It would just take a lot longer.
I
The
mean,
ones, the ones.
I got a tow truck place that you probably could call that could assist me.
So we have to call the people that we have contracted first.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead.
So the lowest quote I was able to find was about $62.
Yeah, I'm not paying that because I don't have it. Because I'm not understanding why y'all can't find nobody or something that's in my area that could take this car to Columbia that's probably 20 minutes away from here or less.
So we, like I said, we have to go by who we're contracted with first, and it's just I've called about 10 to 15 different service providers.
Okay, and that's the only one y'all got. That's y'all ain't got nobody that's in Sumter that y'all contracted with.
No, we do not. Not that I was
That makes
seeing.
absolutely no sense. Cause that's odd. Cause usually, insurance company gonna have somebody in any kind of area to accompany their customer. Cause I don't have that. I get paid every other week, and I don't get paid until next week. So I don't have nothing. I can probably borrow $20, $20, $40 if it's just 3 miles over. But I know for a fact that I ain't got no more than that I can get from somebody. No.
Yeah, like I do apologize. We do have to go by people we're contracted with first, and just none of the ones that we had closer to you were willing to do it. It is a Monday, and Mondays are a lot busier than any other day of the week because a lot of people are closed on the weekends.
I mean, I don't see where that's an issue for me because they don't want to do their job on the weekend. So is there anybody else you can call?
I can call other people, but the more I go down the list, the further out it goes. So like the first one I got was the 62, and then the second one I got was 80. So like the further it goes out, the further up it goes.
Okay, you said you got to call people on your network first. And after
Yes.
you find people on your network that ain't trying to do it in a reasonable price, then what y'all do?
We go out of our network, but that's if we're unable to absolutely find anybody that's available in our list. Like if we find people that are able to do it in our list, we have to give you that information. And if you decline, then it's just declining. I
Yeah, I
can
declined it because I don't have $60 to give them when it's only 3 miles over. I mean, if it's 3 miles over, you mean to tell me for 3 miles over I got to pay $60?
So they, like I said, the further out it goes, they are out of area. So they do add an out of area fee onto it sometimes.
Well, I need you to find somebody that ain't doing no out of area that's going to only charge that $5 for them 3 little miles because I'm not paying nobody $20 per mile just because they out of area. I can't afford that. That's why I got insurance on my car so I don't have to go through all that.
One second.
All right.
Okay, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I can keep trying, but if it ends up, going to where somebody else is gonna be working on it, it'll go out of network because then it'll go to people who aren't contracted with us, so they'll be able to call people that are closer to you. But yeah, that just it might take a little bit longer.
Okay,
If that's
baby.
okay.
I mean, I right now. I mean, if it was on a pay period, I would have just went with it. But I'm not gonna say yeah, and I know I can't afford it. You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
So I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.